What exactly is the blesser in the first place? A very good day to you all, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to yet another exciting episode on Dr. Truth's podcast. And while we are still in Women's Month, we are back again with another exciting episode as we discuss, you know, the issues to do with women. And today we are joined by a young woman, I must say, at a university campus. And with her, we are just going to be discussing some of the issues, you know, that young women are facing on campuses, and some of the issues that have to deal with women in general. So today we are joined by Kimberly, and well, I'll just leave her to introduce herself. Kimberly, pleasure to be having you today. Kindly introduce yourself.
Okay, thank you. Hey everyone, I'm Kimberly, aka Kime. I'm a law student at the University of Zimbabwe, and I'm also the director for an organization called Making a Story. Okay. So that's me.
Alright. Okay, brief and straight to the point. Alright, thank you very much for that introduction. So maybe before we go into, you know, the main Q&A, can you just tell us briefly about Making Her Story?
Okay, so Making a Story is basically an organization that caters for the empowerment of young women in every sphere of life that is economically, socially, politically, like everything that has to do with women. We're saying, like, let's empower them. That is what you basically do. So we host events that cover literally everything.
All right. Interesting. You know, when such initiatives come from young women, it's just so amazing. It's just so inspiring. I wonder if there are boys that are actually doing this, but I know they are. Okay, so straight to the Q&A. So we had women's day this March, right? And the whole of March being celebrated as Women's Month, right? Why do you think it is important for us to celebrate Women's Day?
All right, so I believe that women form an important part of the society. Mm-hmm. Women are the ones who are responsible for building the society. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure you'd agree with me that a society is incomplete without females.
100%.
If we look, date back to the Liberation War, it was the labor of women that capacitated the war. Mm-hmm. Now, it is the labor of women that sustains and is able to build a stable family.
Yes,
all right.
Yes, indeed.
So that means that women are important. So, like, why not celebrate such an important figure?
Okay. Right. Very interesting. Well, you seem to know your thing. Right. And I also said this in the previous episode, and I'm going to say it again, that women are important. Women are just important. You know, the role that women have to play on the face of the earth is irreplaceable. Their role is irreplaceable. And if you try to imagine a universe without women, you know, it will just be, it's impossible. It's impossible, right? So thank you very much. Thank you very much for that response. So this year's edition of Women's Day is running under the theme Break the Bias. What can you say concerning this statement?
Okay, so I believe that it's important that you break the bias, mm-hmm. because we're saying that whenever a person is a certain bias, right, then their mind is distorted towards thinking fully or purely of something, right? So we're saying that if you break the bias, then we're saying no to stereotypes. We're saying to no to girls can't do this, girls can do this. So we're saying that no to this is a masculine job, this is a feminine job. We're just saying let's break the bias, let's work at an equal rate, like trying to maintain that equilibrium
between the males and the females. And indeed, I think this is something that we need to be pushing for. I don't know how far we are in Zimbabwe with regards to that, but when we look at other countries, we see that they are making significant progress towards the achievement of that goal. You know, you see that they are, you know, female presidents, females, actually women in top government posts, top business posts, and, you know, that's something that we want to achieve. So at the moment, right, at the moment, what do you think are the pressing issues that are affecting young women in particular? What are those problems and how do you think they can be addressed?
All right, so that question is quite tricky because it's like a lot of things that affect young women, and I cannot even mention them all. But here I would like to note teenage pregnancies. That's a major issue that we're facing. And then we have in some areas there's denial of education. And then here on campus we have the issue of amablesa. That is one pressing issue. And then we have generally we have few positions, like women are in power at a lower rate than men. All right. So those are important aspects that we have to look at. So it's important that we try to recognize or we try to increase the representation of women in positions, right? And then educate the woman, educate the girl child, educate the boy child, so that we have a reduced rate of teenage pregnancies. We don't want that, because as soon as young girls are indulging, right, then we have exposure to STIs, exposure to HIV. We don't want that. So what do we do? Educate, educate, educate.
All right. Very interesting. And you spoke on the issue of teen pregnancies. And recently, you know, just coming out of the COVID era, it seems like the number or the prevalence of teenage pregnancies has risen to an unprecedented level. So it is really up to everyone who is capable to ensure that young women and young men are educated, right? So that this issue of teenage pregnancies does not persist. Because just look at this, these young women are the future, you know, they are the future, they are tomorrow. And if we destroy tomorrow, then we ourselves are not going to be able to face tomorrow. Thank you very much for that response. So, you mentioned the issue of amablesa. Maybe if you could just delve deep a little concerning the issue of amablesa. You know, I remember a certain time, perhaps I was still in high school, then there was this song by this guy, I'm forgetting his name. But Yendi was saying, oh, Hambela Mablesa, oh, Hambela Mablesa, and you know, and there was, it seemed to be a heartbreak song and all that, right? I never really, you know, followed it quite much, but you know, the Blesa issue now seems to be really, it seems to be the in thing. I don't know, maybe if it's morally justified or justified in any way, but it seems to be the in thing. So, what can you tell us about the Blesa? Maybe we start from the top. What exactly is the Blesa in the first place? Yeah.
Okay, so for me, I would say a blesser, right, for me, as someone who's old enough to be my dad, as a girl child, a blesser for me, someone who's old enough to be my dad, or for you, for a guy, you, it could be someone who's old enough to be your mom. All so that person is literally older, way older. Yes, way older than you. And then the relationship that you share with your ama blesser is not a love relationship. It's sort of a business contract, right? You give me money, he gives me money, I give him sex. So it's never you give me money, I give him nothing. It's never like that.
It's always a transaction.
Yes, it's always a transaction. It's like you're in a shop, right? You go to the till, then you pay, and then you get your groceries. Something like that.
It's never a one-way thing. It just has to be a two-way thing. So, ladies and gentlemen, when we come on this platform, we are not just, you know, just asking people for the purpose of fun. I am also learning right here. So, yeah, quite some knowledge there that we're getting from Miss Kimberly, right? Okay, so you spoke about blessers, right, for both girls and boys, right? So, can you maybe compare the prevalence of blessers for boys or young men and girls or young women?
Okay, so looking at the current situation, it seems that girls are more exposed than guys. So we could say it's at a rate of 75% girls, and then the remaining is for the boy child. And trying to look at the why part, why is it that girls are more exposed? I think it's basically because, like, we girls, we love flashy stuff. Exactly. We love flashy stuff.
You want to wear the in thing. You want to wear the in heels, the in this and that.
Everything. Yeah. We want it.
And eventually you see that I can't get that by my own, you know, from my own funds. So let me look for external funding in a way. Interesting. Right. So what do you think is the key driver to this armor blazer issue. Maybe you touched on it, but maybe if you can just elucidate further, what do you think are the key drivers of this armor blazer thing?
Okay, so like I've said, I've tried to look at the why part, right? Mm-hmm. And then the main reason is that we want to live a flash lifestyle, mm-hmm. of which we, on our own, we can't afford it, right? Because
okay.
I need, every month or every 2 weeks, I need a new hairdo, I need mm-hmm. new shoes, I need new clothes, nails, makeup, you know, everything. Uh-huh, uh-huh, I need uh-huh. it all. But then on my own, I can't.
Yeah.
So what do? I look for someone who can provide that for me. And who's that person?
A blesser.
You get? And that yeah. person is not like a person, like, he's not
he's
a,
not a
charity
donor.
It's not a charity organization. He's not just okay. going to come and give me money. Mm-hmm. He's not. You want something in return.
Okay.
And that something is obviously sex.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure we are getting somewhere with this. Okay, so we can pretty much say that lack is driving the armor blazer issue.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. Mm. Okay. Lack is let's say poverty is driving the armor blazer issue, because you can't afford XYZ. Then you think, but I want that. You know, maybe you're a guy. And you think, but I want that Jordan, I want that Air Force, you know, and you are just going to look for every means possible to what to get it, right? But right, we continue so that we know, you know, we get more information about this blesser thing, how we can actually, you know, get rid of this, because trust me when I say this is a cancer for our society. Well,
mm-hmm.
we are going to dip a sigh on that as we move on. So do you think that this blesser thing is morally justified or justifiable in any way from your perspective? Do you think that this blesser thing can be justified in any possible way?
Oh, definitely no, 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 and
okay.
no.
All right.
Why would you involve yourself with someone who is that old?
All right.
I mean, why put yourself at risk?
Okay.
You're a young girl, you're dating, you're not even dating.
Okay.
You're in a contract with a 60-year-old.
In a transaction.
Yes, with a 60-year-old. Mm-hmm. What do you expect? Why are you even doing that? Mm-hmm. So definitely no, it's not even
justifiable.
Yes.
You are in a transaction where you yourself are perhaps a commodity that is being mm-hmm. that is being transacted with. Well, it's just something. Okay, so what are the likely effects of these blessers with regards to the future ahead, you know, where we are headed, provided that this armor blesser issue persists? What do you think are the problems that are likely to crop up, you know, due to this armor blesser problems?
Well, like you've said, this is a cancer amongst us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, if it continues to persist, then the future is bleak. That's all I can say. The mm-hmm. future is bleak. I mean, it will be packed with HIV.
Mm-hmm.
People, young people with HIV,
mm-hmm.
STIs. And some of us won't even be able to see our 40s. Why? Because we would have contracted diseases.
All right. Mm-hmm.
You have an early death. Right, because of these things. So I feel like if this continues, if our young girls, they are not enlightened, if our young girls are not
empowered,
yes, we don't educate them, we do not like talk to them concerning these things,
mm-hmm.
then there is definitely no future for us.
Okay, the future is hazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Provided that now this is my perspective to the whole issue, that if this armor blesser thing continues, then we are in trouble. We are in trouble. Look at a situation where maybe you have been blessed maybe now, but then you've been blessed and blessed and blessed, then eventually you're dumped. Then you think now, it's about time, then you think maybe I need a proper relationship. It's unlikely that is going to work out, you
yeah.
know, because something about you is no longer the same, you know. So it's really a cancer in our society. Why? Because eventually what we are doing is that we are breeding morally distorted mothers, right, such that they have nothing to pass on to their children. That's if they are, you know, if they are going to have children, there is nothing to pass on, right? And the effects keep rippling and rippling and rippling, and a few generations from now we have a morally deficit world. So in the name of morality, we say no to armor blesser. Right. Interesting. So now, do you think that these blessers should be criminalized? I mean, from your perspective, do you think that these blessers should be criminalized?
Most definitely. Most definitely.
Okay.
Let the law do something about this. Uh-huh. I mean, check. It's not only those who are considered as majors under the legal age of majority act, right? Mm. That are being what can I say?
That are being preyed upon.
Yes, that are being preyed upon. We look at even 13-year-olds. Mm-hmm. You can see a 13-year-old going out with a 30-year-old. That's abuse. So let it be criminalized. Let them go to jail.
Okay. So we are hoping that this eventually reaches the ears of the law, right? Mm. And the ears of the lawmakers. Do something about these blessers. Otherwise, your children are going to get into trouble. Trust me, if I had a daughter and I was in the lawmaking, in the lawmaking house, I would definitely do something about it. So it's an appeal. It's an appeal that let this thing be spoken about. Let this thing be discussed about. And let us have, a resolution that is going to protect and benefit our young women and our future mothers, right? So this question is quite interesting. So usually I personally usually see some university bashes, the university bashes adverts, and more often than not the notices seem to have a tag which says free entry or free transport for women or for ladies, right? Yeah. And at times I get lost in, I try not to think too much about it, but maybe if you can just tell us, what your sentiments are about, this statement, free transport and free entry for ladies. Is it an empowerment of some sort? Can we say it's an empowerment? Can we say it's constructive? What do you really think about this issue?
Okay, that is quite interesting, actually. Mm-hmm. Like, there is never a poster about a party that would see without free entry for girls, free shisha for girls, free transport for girls. But then, my mom always told me that nothing is for free
of
in
course,
life.
Yes.
So if you're not going to pay by material, if you're not going to pay by money, then I know for sure that you're going to pay some other way.
You yourself,
yes,
might be
the price you get. So yeah, it's important that young girls just think before you do anything. Mm-hmm. Before you rush. Think, why is it free?
Free, okay.
Why? Mm-hmm. What's the price? What will they gain if they just let me in
for free?
Okay.
So, it's just a word to young women from another young woman, right? And she's saying, think about this before you engage. Think about this before you engage. Before you go out, before you board whatever transport, heading there, before you enter there. What is the price? Why is it free? It's just think about it. Just think about it. Because trust me, you don't want to sacrifice temporary fun, for a future that could be good, a future that could be nice. You sacrifice a very good future just for temporary fun. That is just not going to work. That is just not going to work. And the tragedy of the whole matter is, when you're now there, on the sick bed, right? And we have tons of diseases there on you, right? You are suffering, yes, but the people are seeing you suffer. They are going through some excruciating pain that, they cannot even express, not even in tears, right? So, for the love of those who love you, my personal word will be, let's stay away from these things. Just stay away from these things. Okay, so in a situation, right, where a person is really desperate, right, what solutions do you propose other than the blessers? A person is now saying that I am absolutely desperate, right? Mm. And the only thing that's going through their mind then is a blesser. What solution do you suggest for such people?
Okay, so I would say that only three words. Mm-hmm. Work.
Okay.
That's all I would say.
All right.
You have to take pride in your body. Mm-hmm. Take pride in your body. Don't just allow some man because he has money to take advantage of you.
Uh-huh.
Work, entrepreneurship. Learn, there are a lot of life skills out there that you can acquire some of you can just even plate someone's hair and then you get your $5.
Yeah.
You can even clean someone's room. There are lazy people out there.
Yeah. Very much. Exactly.
You can clean someone's room and then you get your money. You can help someone with their work, you get money. So instead of selling your body, why not use the skills that you have, the skills that are more reasonable than anything to get money. Work.
Okay. You know, maybe just to add on that, I think, you know, another thing maybe which comes as a driver to this whole blesser thing is the eagerness to just take shortcuts, right? You just seeing that no, the proper route is too long and I want this very quickly, so I have to use the shortcut, and eventually the shortcut is going to prey on your very life, right? And you're going to lose that life with which you are just going around and, you know, having fun, right? So it's just a word from Kimberly, it's just a word from I, that from myself, that you know, let's just do everything possible to stay away from this you know, these blesser things, because at the end of the day it preys on your life. At the end of the day, we, you know, your family are the ones that have to suffer the pain of seeing you maybe succumb to diseases or eventually die, you see. So let's just think about this before we just jump into it, right? So Kimberly, just maybe three people to whom you'd love to send your shout out. Just three people.
Okay, I want to say hi to my friend Sasha, my mom, and my sister.
Okay. So shout out to Sasha, shout out to Kimberly's mom, and shout out to Kimberly's sister, right? So ladies and gentlemen, this has been an exciting episode. I'm sure you can relate. This has been a very, very exciting episode, and we were talking about women, Women's Month, Women's Day, and ultimately the blesser issue, right? So I'm sure you picked up a few things, right? So we do expect to hear your sentiments in the comment section on what you think about this blesser issue. We might do a follow-up episode, right? But just reach to us and tell us what you think, you know, concerning this whole I'm a blesser thing. Otherwise, from myself, your host Tinashe Mhlanga, aka Dr. Truth, and Kimberly, our guest for today, thank you very much for tuning in and have an amazing time.